You are listening to a Stat Media Group production. This is Cargo Masterminds, presented by Cargo One. This is an exclusive one-to-one weekly interview series with leaders from the world's leading air cargo and logistics companies. It is Monday, and it is time to catch up with the new Cargo Mastermind with your host, Reggie John.
In 1930, Thomas Daxer started a transport company called Daxer in Kempten, Germany as a one-man operation. 94 years later, Daxer today employs more than 33,000 people spread across close to 400 locations worldwide. It is one of Germany's 50 largest family-owned enterprises and includes both divisions like Daxer Road Logistics and Daxer Air and Sea Logistics. Daxer generated 7.1 billion euros in revenue for the year 2023. Daxer SE is a fully family-owned company, currently headed by Bernard Simon, a third-generation shareholder and grandson of founder Thomas Daxer. Simon, the former CEO, now serves as the chairman of the supervisory board. Simon was in India to join the Daxer India team in celebrating its 10th anniversary as a fully owned subsidiary of Daxer SE. I met Simon at the Daxer India regional office to record this episode of Cargo Masterminds.
Mr. Simon, such a pleasure to have you for this conversation.
Thank you so much that you give me the pleasure of talking to me, and particularly that you are joining us for the 10th event for Daxer India is now this year gaining 10 years.
Okay, let's begin with the 10-year celebration of Daxer India. It was in 2014 that you completed the acquisition of the fully acquiring the company Daxer India. What are some of the things that you look back and what you're proud of for Daxer in India?
I would say the world has changed completely since then. Yeah. During that time, well, one of the most important reasons that Saraskatsa had sold this company to us was the company was, first of all, an Indian-based company, and the world has become much, much more international. Globalization is essential in our industry. Therefore, it was quite important to give the company a new shape and to integrate it very well into our company, into the worldwide network. We have seen a shift in the customer base, in the way of how we work together, the way of how we do strategies, and now we are really there. Yeah, India has become one of the integrative parts of our worldwide network.
Mr. Simon, in early 2020, you made the decision to step down and pass the CEO role to someone else outside the family. While making this announcement, this is what you said. The coronavirus crisis is certainly a great challenge for the entire management team, but it does not call our long-term strategy into question. What is important now is to pass the company on to a new generation, starting at the top. How do you look back at the last 4 years of Daxer under a new management completely outside the family?
So perhaps, first of all, allow me, I wouldn't say that I stepped down. I stepped aside to make place for the next generation. Why I'm saying I stepped to the side? Because I became then the chairman of the supervisory board. Most important role in that is to be the strategic sounding board. Mm. Before, as the CEO in a family company, I was also always having one step in a supervisory board, knowing of what the supervisory board needs, particularly the chairman at that time, knowing that I, as the CEO and also representative of the shareholders, I only could get the trust of the shareholders when I'm always openly thinking as CEO, as also from the eyes from the supervisory board.
Yep.
And that has then naturally changed. When I'm now on a supervisory board, I have for sure the right questions and I'm still deeply involved on what's going on. So I just have changed really the perspective. So this is something that now as no family member is anymore on the executive board, that has changed to understand we have a distinctive executive board that is putting strategy and execution. And we also have the sounding board for strategy and for sure monitoring of the business on a supervisory board side. So this distinction, this is, I think, the most important development that the company has done.
Mr. Simon, 2020, 2021, 2022, the world went through one of the biggest healthcare crises. And one of the important sector that actually lived up to really take care of the needs of the global supply chains is the freight industry. What would be some of your reflections of the pandemic and how Daxer really took care of its customers in the pandemic and the years after the pandemic?
Well, first I would say that we all, as the whole world, we were shocked about the very sudden decline of the business. We have had in the first 2-3 months dramatic declines when we have had our doubts. How could we earn the money what our network is costing? On the other side, as we are not a floating company, we don't need directly to react to financial markets. We very first of all were talking to our customers, and it was absolutely clear, and that was the second outcome. Our customers, particularly in that situation, were 100% dependent on logistics and supply chains that they keep on the markets.
Yeah.
And for that, we kept on running our systems, even though the trucks were empty or not. We kept on running as the trains would also need to go, that we could offer the reliability to our customers. And never before, I got so many thank you letters from our customers. You have helped us in this crisis. You did not ask for a price for whatever. You just had the possibility to give us the right service. You were flexible enough when systems were not anymore at stake. You were always the ones that were looking for solutions for us. Well, that's a long time now ago.
Yeah.
But this appreciation for logistics and particularly for Daxer, this was outstanding.
As the chairman of the supervisory board of Daxer, how does your working day look like? How much of your involvement is in the in advising, in guiding the executive board and the company?
Even more than I did that already in the past is listening about what is really moving the minds of the people, of our executives. But in a modern role being chairman, you don't talk only to the CEO, you also talk to the other executives. And what I also do, and this is what I also know from others, you step down to the second hierarchy as well. I'm also talking to our so-called business unit managers, being responsible of the most important business regions comprising Daxer. And I also use my possibility, as I do it here, when I do my representative job as now also accompanying 10 years DAX India. Yeah. I take my chance talking to the people, getting the sound of the company, knowing of what it really means, where we are. You can't read the figures and the facts without understanding what's written between the lines. And this is only working when you're close to the people.
Mr. Simon, I happened to watch one of the videos that was recorded of you talking about the 90 years of Duxer, and in which you make mention about how Duxer was mentioned during your dinner conversation with your parents, and then and your parents took you and the others to visit the trucks and the warehouses. Does Duxer become a topic of discussion on the table even now?
It absolutely does. And you can imagine that the same talks I've had with my children and even with my grandchildren. In a family company, it sits always at the table and it's always a topic. You have to get this feeling for the people. You have to get the feeling what is really the nature for the business. And then you cannot do differently, but not to distinct in between what's private life and what is the family business.
Let's talk about some of your key specific focus areas in the current role, particularly aligned to the broader goals of sustainability of the global community in terms of people, planet, and profit. How do you align your thoughts with those goals of the global community and the vision of Duxer as a company?
During my time, I introduced formally the way of professionally talk about the values which span up the cosmos of Duxer. That was something like in the year 2007, so already really quite some time ago. And there we didn't do anything different, but really understand what is really the corporate personality, I talk about it like that, of Duxer. What are the values that drive this corporate personality forward coming from the very beginning? And we did several surveys in different ways, finding out also from all our employees of how they would describe of what Duxer is. And these values, which are not a big surprise, the values in which you find the compass also for the world of tomorrow, yeah. This is nothing new for us. These values are the ones that are driving us also in this dynamics of the shifting geopolitics forward and give orientation of where we are going to.
We are also in the world of rapid changes in technology, geopolitics, and market shifts. So when you look at them and how they evolve over a period of time, what are your reflections of those changes?
My reflection is that the more orientation from classical institutions like governments, like politics, other institutions, they are eroding, the more people find orientation in companies that are led by values like ours, like having respect for each other, like valuing each other, like taking responsibility for each other, and together for achieving together is a big team. Goals that are in accordance with the so-called SDGs, the Social Development Goals of the United Nations. These are topics we talk to each other, but you need to have an environment like such a company built on stability, where then orientation is really as such understood and believed it is there, and it's not just a marketing issue and a nice talking. When we see these shifts, then we need to be very honest talking about environment, talking about social issues, for sure talking about climate, but also of how our reactions will be to all these short-term shifts in geopolitics.
Volatility is the name of the game today, and disruptions of various nature types, intensity is so frequent. How would you recommend, and you're part of a company that has gone through 94 years of changes, what would be your reflections and recommendations to your executive team and to the members of Daxa family in terms of building resiliency in a ever-changing, volatile market?
Well, first of all, I would tell them, keep calm. Think really what's happening and what is realistically affecting you. In science, there's something like the hype cycle of different developments. In public talking, when something new comes up, you always have these huge, huge peaks. But then you're asking yourself, what is the reality like? And the reality you will find then perhaps some years later. When you see, okay, in such new developments, there is a lot of new things to be considered, but probably it does not affect everything. We are in a very complex world where everything is connected to everything. So it is also smooth and leveled out, and you have to think about what is really bringing you advantage, where the real big risks coming from. What could you learn out of that? But on the other side, don't throw away everything what you earned for years with a lot of sweat in experience. And last but not least, use your brains in deeply reflecting what's really relevant. Think twice before you talk to your people, and then act as a decent leader on which people can trust.
AI or artificial intelligence is no more the buzzword. It is so much a part of our life, whether we use it consciously or we use it unconsciously. It has become an underlying factor on what we do. How do you look at the future of freight in the fast pace of artificial intelligence and its influence in how business is conducted?
It's a little bit related to the former question. I'm convinced, and I'm not the only one, that artificial intelligence is a little bit overestimated as it is discussed at the moment. It's not the solution for everything. And we also have to acknowledge it is a model which is built on probability.
Yep.
It is not talking about 100% exact status that we find. Always one needs to be very critical. On the other hand, as this way of approaching problems is something which is coming very close to the way a human being is thinking, we can approach a lot of issues that were very, very difficult or had taken a very long time until we get to a nice solution and into a preparation of a situation where we can decide. Particularly in the complex world of logistics, artificial intelligence can provide a lot of preparations for ideas, for solutions, but finally it's the brain of the people who are doing the business that have to decide. My only little fear is that too many people would think they would not need to work and to think anymore. Artificial intelligence would solve everything for them. This will be a nightmare. I'm much more the one thinking in realistic terms.
Mr. Thomas Duxer began the company as a one-person army in 1930, and today you are spread across after 94 years and several countries, several stations, several people, several hundred thousand people are part of Duxer family. 2023, you had over 7.1 billion euros as the revenue. I'm sure that corporate social responsibility, giving back to society, is so much a part of your life. I've seen how you personally are involved in some of these projects. Talk us about some of those, your own involvement, and how would you like Duxer family involved in giving back to the society?
Well, I don't know whether we need to give back, because that would implicate we had taken something. I'm always saying we have to take responsibility for what we are doing, the way of how we do it. And we shouldn't only think about, well, we have earned some money, and then what can we do with the money in repairing something that perhaps is to be repaired. We have always to be conscious about that we are responsible for environment, for a society, for social systems, that they don't run out of their stability. And what we all are talking about, and now the conferences are ongoing, about climate. So I see the necessity also in the future, and particularly even more when no family member is anymore in the executive board, to make everyone aware, working in Duxer, but also with Duxer. In a globalized world, we are always impacting something, and we have to talk openly about it, and we also have to make action. Recently, I'm just coming from Nepal and had monitored a new chance for a project in climate protection. It is about introduction of improved cooking stoves and also water filters. And it helps on these two dimensions. Very first of all, we have to think about our stakeholders, yeah, which are the people in the global south, which are suffering from climate change, but also in their life conditions. And then we have to think for the global north, okay, we would like to do something for the climate. And it's when then we get certificates for some CO2 not emitted. That's fine. But very first of all, we have to think about the lady I have seen sitting in a house without any windows. It was just one room, an open fireplace, and next to this open fireplace, there was their bed, the bed of the family for 2-3 children, her husband. And in this room, I was perhaps something like 5 or 6 minutes. I had my difficulty really to breathe. Yeah. And she was living there with her child, the child deep red eyes because of the smoke. There you can see of what might be done in that project. We are distributing then 7,000 of these improved cooking stoves, and we reach perhaps 10,000 families. There you see that you really can make the change, and you need to talk about it, that from that example others are learning and help to do it alike.
Mr. Simon, any other personal passions, personal obsession that you are that you keep doing other than your daily job as the chairman of the supervisory board? What else keep you busy?
Just coming back from Nepal, I like to hike. I like outdoor adventures. I was hiking for 24 days in the Upper Dolpo, the highest altitude. Passing was 5,000, almost 5,600 meters. That is something that really drives me forward. And my other heart is beating for the African wild, where I'm driving a small safari business.
Is that the next destination that you're going?
Absolutely correct.
Mr. Simon, such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. So much pleasure from my side. Thank you so much.
That was Bernard Simon, Chairman of the Supervisory Board of Duxel.
That's it from us at Stat Media Group. We bring Cargo Masterminds every Monday. Thanks for tuning in and come back next Monday for a fresh episode.